Namaste, my name is Rui Simra. I'm International Meditation Master. Today I want to speak about the episode 33, Total Defeat. Just a little bit sad. In our North India tour with our ashram, we had a 5-day event with Dajans, personal meeting with the Guru, pujas, worship of deity, and Vajans, Hindu gospel singing. 100,000 Indian devotees were coming. Our group, about 20 men of strong and big Western men, had to put the people in waiting lines for the Dajans and give space for sitting and meditating. So I had the most experience to do so and was leading our group of partially inexperienced men. This was the wrong choice for us. They have chosen inexperienced men. Okay, imagine a place size of 1 square kilometer with a tribune height of about 4 meters, size 200 square meters was it big, and stairs in front of it, and hidden stairs in the back. We tried our best to put the Indians in waiting lines, and the local Indian devotees have given them waiting numbers for the Dacha. So you can, so you think, no? Not a so easy task. So as usual, the crowd was hard to control. I didn't care and tried my best to control the waiting lines. And when a line didn't work out, I rushed to that line and helped. Then it escalated. The crowd got upset and we got into huge trouble. I asked several Indians that I could trust what is the problem. And they told all the same, normally you should look for Brahmins. You can trust them. And then you can ask these people. I don't ask other castes. No? And they told all the same. The Indian locals had given the people token numbers who were waiting at longest and arrived early the highest token numbers instead of the lowest token numbers for the Dajan. And in front of us were about 100,000 impatient Indians. So I told the Indians, please hold this line, I will inform our staff. I squeezed through the crowd as fast as possible to go to our staff. Explained them our problem and said we have to calm them down, give them new numbers. Makes sense. They said, no chance anymore, hold on, the police is coming. I rushed back, the Indians did a good job. All the time, look for Brahmins in India. No? It became worse and worse every minute. We decided to go to the entrance of the tribune. We divided our group, one group on the right part, one group on the left part to the tribune, and one in front of the stairs. So imagine 100,000 people were storming the tribune, and the police were not coming. So we positioned ourselves strategically on the left and right part to the tribune stairs and in front of the stairs to hold our last stronghold. Our other defense lines were already broken and we were running out of time. No? That sounds professional. No? Like in a war. No? First, the right part to the tribune was knocked down and then the left part with me to the tribune was stormed. I lost my consciousness. I can't remember anything. Somehow later I gained back my consciousness and watched in slow motion when the stairs with my friends on top broke down. It was so devastating to see that. I felt I was responsible for that, could not do anything because I could not go up and help. A friend who helped me to gain back my consciousness asked, are you okay? Can I go to the stairs? Yes. Are you sure? Yes, go. So I asked myself, what if they are severely injured? It was so hard to see them. The ambulance and police came, and luckily no man in my group was severely injured. Indians, yes, but this was not on my focus. We had wounds and black spots, and these are easy to heal. Our white clothes was dirty, bloody, and torn. Then one from our staff, a brahmachari, was coming. We should go on the tribune. Our guru is waiting. I said, wait, we are so dirty in front of us, so many people. Let's go first to the nurse, wash and change the clothes. The brahmachari went back to our group, and our guru said we should come immediately. Then it comes even worse. Rudy, can you go up? So I felt dizzy and had an urge to vomit. For sure, I didn't want to go up. Then I said, I will try. I lost my consciousness again. I can't remember anything. So what happens, how I came up to the tribune, I don't know anything. We looked like a gang after a street fight. So later we were on the stage and explained what happened. So I had to go to the doctor and then to rest for some days. Our guru scolded the local Indians and said, my devotees will never help you again. And so we never did this task again. And so this was good, no? Thank you that I could speak to you, and bye.